Now, during yesterday's Garda Focus, Sergeant John Staunton mentioned the number of fatalities on our roads so far this year, 145 nationwide, with five of them sadly occurring in Clare. Now, John pointed out that not enough people are wearing high-vis jackets these days, and he encouraged the use of high-vis clothing when out walking in the evening or at night, or if you're out cycling as well. And many of you got in touch to share your views on this. Morning Focus listener Tom from Killaloe was one of those, and he joins us now. Good morning, Tom.
Morning.
Thanks very much for being with us. What's your own take on this issue and high-vis jackets?
Well, I think that all pedestrians should be compulsory for pedestrians to have high-vis jackets at night, and in the winter time in particular. And the same for cyclists. There is no obligation on a pedestrian apart from walking on the right-hand side of the road. That's the only obligation that's on them. But for cyclists, they're obliged to have front and rear lights, but there's no obligation on them to have high-vis jackets, which I think are absolutely necessary for anyone, cyclists or pedestrians, on our roads. And the motorist, everything has to be right for the motorist or the driver. But there's little or no obligation on a pedestrian in particular to have any duty of care for themselves.
Yeah, it seems strange to me, Tom, that, you know, if you're on a bicycle and you know you're going to be up against bigger and more dangerous vehicles like cars, vans and trucks and so on, and if you're going to be cycling at night, night time, and plus if the weather is poor as well, why you wouldn't give yourself every chance of being seen?
Well, I have to say now that a lot of people are cycling for leisure, and you see a lot of them with fabulous lights. A lot of them have great lights, you know, in particular those people that are doing it for leisure in the evening time, and that you see them, their front and rear lights. But there are a lot of people who are just getting on a bike with just nothing.
Yeah.
And the same goes for pedestrians. They're out in a dark night with dark clothes. It's impossible for anyone to see them.
Yeah, I have to say, I have encountered that out where I live. Now, it is quiet. The roads would be relatively quiet, but that doesn't mean you're not going to meet traffic. And I have encountered people walking in against the hedges with no high-vis jacket on. And it's a wonder. You'd have your heart in your mouth. You'd only see them late.
Yeah. That's my thoughts.
Have you ever had a close encounter while you were out driving, Tom, with someone who wasn't?
I had lots of them. I was driving for many years. That was my living. I had lots of them over many years, you know. But you know, once nothing happens, you kind of put it behind you, because otherwise you'd crack up thinking about it. But you know, it's every driver's nightmare. There's no question about it. It's every driver's nightmare.
You know, particularly during Garda Focus yesterday, it was mentioned that, you know, you can get high-vis jackets for free from the guards, from so many different sources.
Can indeed, yes. They're there for everyone. Schools and everything else have them. They're handy. They're freely available. And they're only a matter of putting them on.
And when we
such a difference.
Yeah, and when we heard about the road deaths this year so far, 154, five of them in Clare. And if any of those happen because of the lack of use of a high-vis jacket, I mean, to do something so simple could have an extraordinary effect. It could save a life.
It's hard to understand why people wouldn't, you know, they have a duty of care to themselves and to everybody else as well.
Okay, well, Tom, thank you so much for sharing your views on that. I think many people will agree with you. And, you know, again, as I say, if you're a cyclist, and particularly if you're a pedestrian and you're walking on a road where there's no path and you know you're going to be coming up against traffic, why you wouldn't give yourself the very best chance of letting them see you and surviving.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you ever envisage a day, Tom, when wearing high-vis jackets will be compulsory for cyclists and pedestrians?
It's like everything else. If the will is there to do it, it should be done. You know, I mean, it's up to the people that have the say to do the department, the National Roads Safety, the Road Safety Authority, and the Department of Environment. They're the people who are charged with road safety, and I think it's them to see that it's done. But as I said, if there's a will to do it, you know, it can be done.
Okay, well, Tom, thank you so much for joining us on the programme this morning and sharing your views on that. I'm sure there are plenty of people who would agree with you. Thanks for being with us, Tom.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And whether you share Tom's view or perhaps you feel wearing high-vis jackets, it's a person's personal responsibility to wear one, but that it shouldn't be compulsory, do get in touch and let us know your thoughts on that. 086 1800 964.